You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, wrapping up our first hour here. Merry Christmas Eve. So you remember, we're talking about Dante Whitner, Colin Tane, Justin Gilbert. You need to grow up, can't be a kid anymore, and be the player they drafted you to be. Talking about the Browns made the Pro Bowl again. Congratulations to Joe Thomas, Joe Hayden, and Tashaun Gibson. Also Dante Whitner as a first alternate. And then call your shot for Sunday's Browns-Ravens game. And best Christmas gift ever, best Christmas movie ever. Let's go to Lynn in Cleveland now. Welcome to the show, Lynn.
Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
You know, I've been a Browns fan to the cardiac days when we moved here from Syracuse, New York. And things were so exciting. There was good. There's always was a good quarterback involved, you know. Brian Sipe held his own. He was smart. He had good people around him. We were able to win a lot of games. Bernie, the same thing. Now, since then, I don't know of a quarterback that's ever done more. Derek Carr in, what, 07, 110 games.
Anderson, yep.
But, you know, I was talking at this with the office party yesterday, and it just seems like, you know, is Manziel really hurt? Or is he just doesn't want to take the hits like you would take in pro football? To read his story and say, and try to convince us that he's grown up and he realizes the importance of being prepared and all that. I don't think he can understand playbooks a lot because he didn't have one at Texas A&M. They ran like 10 plays. He knew them all, and he never studied a playbook, which for a major Division I college football is just seemed baffling to me. And I think he's very immature, not even just a little, but very. And I really hope they don't move on with him. I really didn't like the pick to begin with. And we need to be getting back down to people who recognize that their job is a job. You go to work and you work hard the whole time you're there. And being an athlete, you know, there's tons and tons of study time. Matt, you know, you played in the NFL. It's just, it's a lot of hard work and dedication.
No question.
You know, and I think people say he's real small. Russell Wilson is so good, but he's a small. But, my God, if you look at Russell Wilson's physique and you look at Manziel's, I mean, they're like two different people. I mean, Russell may be small, but he's built. He's got a strong physique. He can run. He can take the hits. Manziel is small, and he's stupid. And he's not very courageous to be able to take a hit and come back in. Like, for instance, Brian Hoyer. He got put on his butt flat out with blood and stuff. And, you know, the guy got up, but when they got that control, he never missed a play. He stayed right on the field, and he carried forward and moved the plays ahead. Manziel gets a little twinge, and he's like, I can't play, you know.
You can't play if you can't play, and I'm pretty sure Johnny Manziel wanted to start, and if you followed his career at all at Texas A&M, you know that he played hurt, banged up all the time, and is considered to be one of the toughest guys out there. In terms of calling him dumb, he had the highest quarterback score on the Wunderlich test, so I don't know what that means here or there. I think he's got an adjustment to make, and I think our society in many ways makes it very difficult for a 21-year-old who thinks that he owns the world and the way that he is deified in society to really have the proper perspective on what he has to do. And I think he got a lot of humble pie this year, got a big dose of reality of what life's going to be like in the National Football League. And we're going to find out now that when he does go out and put in that work and realize what it means to be a professional, we're still going to find out. That doesn't necessarily mean he's going to have success. We're going to find out if he does. But I think that it's tough. Am I disappointed with what I got from Johnny Manziel in his rookie year? Yes. At the same time, I was aware that I thought he'd have the biggest transition of any rookie quarterback in the NFL from college to the NFL. So I wasn't expecting that much. But I think the immaturity part of it, the partying part of it, the constantly repeating similar style of mistakes that make people feel like you aren't taking your job seriously and being a professional, that's what has to get cleaned up.
No, most definitely. And I think a few points, and I've made this point before, is I think what Johnny needs is some veteran mentorship or from a quarterback in the National Football League. And we have to understand is Johnny Manziel walked into a quarterback competition. against a veteran that has never significantly started or played a lot of games in the National Football League, who was looking out for himself. Did you think Brian Hoyer was going to volunteer information or go an extra step with Johnny Manziel as a rookie quarterback that could essentially beat him out to be the starter of a football team? No. He walked into a competition. So what Johnny needs to do, he needs to step back. He needs to find some mentorship from somebody who has been a pro, who has won football games, and in some cases may have grown from a non-starter or first-round draft pick and grown in that process. I talked about Drew Brees. If, in fact, Johnny's headed west to train in San Diego, I know Drew Brees has a house in San Diego. I could tell you exactly where he'll be training, what time he'll be training, because he is a robot and he is meticulous about his offseason and rebuilding his body and preparing for the football season, because that is what a professional does. So Johnny needs a mentor. He's not getting it from this roster. It's not Brian Hoyer. And I think that's what it's going to take for him to learn what is right, what is not, how do you grow, how do you study, and what is enough to say, I feel like I'm growing, I feel like I'm putting in effort. And then we, of course, as you said, he can go out and prove it with all that being said, and or two, if he proves that he can't, you know, that B word that is, I think, a little early right now to be thrown out can essentially be thrown out because it's run its course. So giving him this opportunity this offseason to grow is huge. And at that point, if he plays well, it's not a bad pick. But then at that point, I think that Ray Farmer and the staff have to do everything they can to evaluate the quarterback position and be ready to move forward around it accordingly.
No question. And I believe that this is the most important offseason of his NFL career. He's got to figure out what it means to be a professional. He's got to stay out of the headlines, and he's got to develop his quarterback skills so he can come back and lead this team in 2015. All right, when we come back, senior staff writer Andrew Gribble in studio with us on this Christmas Eve edition for the Roundtable, brought to you by Blue Point Grill, and a very festive holiday red sweater as well here in the studio. All right, we'll be back with more CBD right after this.